And 6:06, it is fair and 17 degrees in Tulsa. The wind chill index makes it feel like 6 above. We're headed to 43 for a high. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. There has been a dramatic jump in the number of flu cases in this state. In fact, the number of people hospitalized more than doubled just last week. Over 60 people were sent to the hospital with flu symptoms.
We have seen an increase in influenza-related hospitalizations, specifically within the past week, about 63 cases reported to the State Health Department. We also have seen an increase in the percentage of outpatient visits, those individuals that had influenza-like illness.
Lawrence Burns said is an epidemiologist with the State Health Department. He says so far this season there have been no flu deaths in Oklahoma. A proposed toll bridge between Jinx and Bixby along the Arkansas River moves forward. The Tulsa World reporting this morning the Creek Nation has placed land along the Arkansas River between Yale and Sheridan into a trust. The tribe announced some 5 years ago that it wanted to build a toll bridge over the river at that site. Oklahoma officials are concerned we will see an increase in marijuana usage in this state. The Oklahoma Narcotics Bureau's Mark Woodward says Colorado's legalization of recreational pot will mean more marijuana crossing into Oklahoma. He bases that prediction on past experiences.
Well, when Colorado joined many other states in passing medical marijuana a couple of years ago, we started seeing high-grade marijuana being trafficked across Oklahoma to the East Coast for sale, and also some packages shipped from Colorado into Oklahoma.
On the other side of this issue is NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws. Norma Sapp is the executive director in Oklahoma, and she says this cash-strapped state is missing a revenue stream.
They estimate $70 million the first year in just taxes, and it's almost a $600 million industry. That's pretty big. You know, what other industry do we have in Oklahoma that could bring in that kind of money?
She says the first step for Oklahoma to liberalize the laws will be to get the legislature to make medical marijuana available in the state. We have more on this story coming up with both sides at 7:35 this morning. The Oklahoma Board of Corrections is planning to interview candidates next week for the state's vacant director position. The 7 board will interview the candidates on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Tulsa County leaders will set up public hearings on a plan to give big tax breaks to Macy's and its proposed distribution center near Owosso.
The hearings are required in advance of creation of a tax increment financing district, or TIF. The district would provide an estimated $1.7 million annual property tax break for 5 years on the land where Macy's plans to build. Critics call it corporate welfare, but County spokesman Michael Willis says in the long run, benefits will far outweigh the incentives.
We're not in the practice of writing checks to companies to come, because Tulsa County doesn't have the cash to do that. But the state has given us the ability to do some things like this, like a tax abatement over a certain number of years. And we have to do that to be in the game, to be able to draw these huge employers to the Tulsa region.
Commissioners vote Monday on whether to set public hearings for January 21st and February 3rd. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
In sports this morning, the Sugar Bowl was indeed sweet for the Oklahoma Sooners. OU rolled over Alabama with a 45-31 win last night. Our weather forecast: sunshine and cool today, a high of 43. Clear and not so cold tonight, 33 for a low. Tomorrow, clouds thicken during the day, a high of 45. And on Sunday, overcast with a chance of snow and a high of 23. Right now in Tulsa, it is fair 17. The wind chill is at 6 above. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.